the attribute that he chose to show forth is the attribute of love. Of course, we have faithfulness, mercy, all that. Everything in the end links up to love. I wonder what the other attributes are. Think how great God is. Tonight when we look at omnipresent, omnipotence, our minds will expand. Trying to grasp God and understand God. But there are many worlds out there, and to think that there are so many attributes of God, the reason why God made something is to reveal Himself, His attribute, so that through them, His creation can understand who He is. And on this part of the universe, the manifestation of the Godhead is that everything that was made is made through the Word of God. All things were created by Him. Even Satan and all the fallen angels, everything was created by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why He was no match for Satan was no match for the Lord Jesus Christ. Even and why, how is it that Satan was so daring to come against Jesus, his creator, when he came to this planet earth? Remember what happened. He was God the Word, God the Father, God the Word, God the Spirit. When he came down to the earth, he had to fight the devil using only the weapons available to an ordinary human being. He was not allowed special weapons. The world was like a boxing ring he entered. You don't enter a boxing ring with secret weapons hidden under your gloves. You got to play by the rules. So that when that guy comes, your gloves open, and there is a submachine gun, and finish the story, no fight. You can't, those are not allowed. You play by the rules. When Jesus came to this planet earth, there was only one reason why he has to come. The world was lost. The creation was lost. Only the human being whom God has given the authority over this earth. If there's someone there in a covenant relationship, turn it back to God. Then there was none righteous that could do it. There were people who cut covenants with God and could only receive that much, but they could not receive the fullness to salvation. So it was determined that the second person of the Godhead called the Word would take out his omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience and come down into a human body created of God in Mary's womb and play by the rules that are limited to human beings. That's why the devil dared to challenge him. Now something happened when he came down. When he was there, he represented God. When he was here, he represented man. And something took place when he won the battle against the devil. He won it as a representative of the human race. And when he won it for us, he came as a second Adam. That's why the word second Adam is given to him as a title. He was now known as Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And after the death on the cross, Jesus ascended on high. We see the ending Acts 1, he went up on high. But what happened up there? Only Paul in his revelation saw what happened after Acts 1. As Jesus went up into the heavens again, he was going to get back the position that he had. But now there was something different. As he came up, he also took with him the representation of the human race, which is a glorified body. Which is why the title given in Colossians 1 is called the firstborn of over all creation. Do you notice in verse 15? Firstborn is a title given to anything that occurs the first time, that has never occurred before. Firstborn in a family is the first child. Firstborn of a creation is a first creation of something. If it was your if you build a factory and your first product, that's the first thing that came out, first something new. This is the firstborn of all creation. There was something that he brought that was different. He carried back with him the representation of the human race. And as he ascended up on high, God had to redo the entire ceremony in heaven. God had to say, let all creation now worship the name of Jesus Christ. He had to specially proclaim it in heaven. Because the name Jesus Christ is a new name he took down here. Paul had a revelation in Philippians 2. He tells us that when Jesus ascended on high in verse 9, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Paul proclaimed in his gospel in the book of Acts to the Greeks, in the book of Acts, he said that God has shown to the world the person he has chosen to judge all men. In the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 31, he says, 30 and 31, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now, he says now in the New Testament, now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man, he called Jesus the man, because now he's representing us too. When he came down, he represented God. When he went up, he represented man. He's the bridge to God. So Jesus went up and represented man, and he says, by the man, capital M, verse 31, Acts 17:31, whom he has ordained, he has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead, to show us that he has chosen men. And he has proclaimed Jesus to be Lord, given Jesus that blessing. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. You see, we must know the ceremony that took place in heaven when Jesus ascended on high. Jesus was going up to represent men, and there was a big heavenly ceremony going on up there. Hebrews chapter 1, we are told here in verse 5, for to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And of his the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Now, there are two points in Jesus' life. There was one point when he came down to be born in a manger. All the angels worship. Remember the great celebration in the heavenlies. Although on earth not many people knew, only the wise men found it out, and the shepherds were given a revelation. The rest of mankind did not know the great birth. Then there was another time when he went up, and he says in verse 8, to the Son he says, to the Son he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. There was a proclamation going on up in heaven. And verse 13, but to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool? So Jesus was placed there, and we are in position in him according to Ephesians 2. But there's another truth that we need to observe here. It's found in Acts 13, and it's the key of the firstborn that we are looking at in Colossians 1. See, Jesus given the title firstborn is a vital theological truth here. In Acts 13, verse 33, Acts 13, verse 33, God has fulfilled this for us, and this is Paul preaching here, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Now look at verse 33. He says today. Does the word today refer to the day he came down to the earth, or the day he came out from the earth to heaven? Most people would think that it was the day he came to the earth, but it's not. Look at the context. The context is the day he rose Jesus from the dead. Because when Jesus Christ came down to the earth, there was no creation of his spirit or of any new thing at all. The human race was established. His divinity was established. See, the day he came down, there was no creation at all, except if there's any sort of creation, it was more a body for him in Mary's womb. The day Jesus came down to the earth was not the day he was begotten. He was never begotten. Jesus is not a created being. He pre-existed before he came down. He says, before Abraham was, I was, and the Jews cannot accept it. In the book of Hebrews, chapter, let's look at Hebrews. We're going to cover all these verses together. These are all great truths in the Bible that we need to establish. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Now this is when he came down. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. So what happened? Jesus' spirit was not created, but a body was created. When was the body created? God could have made clay and make a whole person and let him live inside, but God did not want to do that. Instead, he made a body in Mary's womb. Whether it be one cell or multi-cell, makes no difference. To the spirit world, don't try to organize in your mind, how can a spirit enter into one cell body? And all humans start with one cell body, then it multiplies. I mean, if 6,000 demons can go into one man, right? Doesn't look like much room, isn't it? So don't try to debate how many demons can stand on top of one pinhead. Right? We cannot analyze like that. The spirit world is not limited to physical dimensions. When Jesus came down to this earth, Mary's womb, Mary is not, Jesus was not created in Mary's womb. Only his body was created, but his spirit just came down. A body he had prepared for me. So in a strict sense, Mary's womb was just an incubator. But the most special part was not when he came to this earth, though that was special.
The other special part was when he was raised.